Today is Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I am so... Oh my gosh, you know, when I... Seriously... When I get older, I'm going to be... I'm just going to be, like, so totally screwed. Because... Music's a little bit loud. Because I'll tell you why. I had a haircut. I have a haircut. And as we all know, I've talked about it a million times. I drive 5 hours one way to get my haircut. And it takes a lot of planning because it takes a whole day. I have to, you know, it takes about an hour for the haircut. It takes about, really with gas stops or food or whatever, between 5.5 and 6 hours each way. So let's say 13 hours total from the time I leave the house until I get home. And normally I do it on Saturdays, but during COVID, I was doing it during the week. And then, I mean, I know COVID is still a thing, but I mean, during the you know, worst part of COVID for us in the U.S., I was doing it during the week because I wasn't able to use all my PTO days at work. So I was like, well, I'll just, you know, I'll do it during the week and I'll take a PTO day once a month. And that leaves my weekends free. And so I was doing that, and now I've gone back to doing it on Saturdays, but I decided this one I was going to do during the week because I wanted to do it as close to our vacation that's coming up on the 2nd as possible. And so I had scheduled it for this week, during the week, and I marked my work calendar, and I you know, declined all the meetings tomorrow, and I did all that stuff. I had a really big meeting that I needed to do this week, and I scheduled it for Thursday because I was going to be out. I didn't want to do it Monday or Tuesday, and I was going to be out tomorrow. So, you know, now every time I have a haircut appointment, they call me the day before. And I don't usually answer the phone. I recognize it's them, but they leave a voicemail. There's no need to talk to them. And they say, hey, Mr. Burns, this is to let you know you have a haircut appointment tomorrow at whatever time with your hairstylist, yada, yada, yada. Please give us a call if you're not going to be able to make it, et cetera, et cetera. So they just do that. That's what they've always done. They notify you the day before. So at 5:03 p.m. this afternoon, I look at my phone and I realize I have not gotten a call from my hair salon. Now, as I've said, the hair salon is 5 hours away. And I didn't mark on my calendar exactly what time my haircut was, which is a problem because if it's an early haircut, let's say noon, then I would need to leave at 6:30 in the morning to get there. Or if it's even early, let's say 11. I try to get them around 1 or 2 in the afternoon to give, you know, give myself time to wake up in the morning. But the problem is sometimes my stylist is not available and I have to just kind of do it whenever they can do it, basically. And a lot of times I will schedule months in advance. Most of the time I'm 3, 4, 5 months in advance to make sure that I can get an appointment because they stay so busy. And so the problem is they don't open until 8:30 or 9 in the morning. So if I don't know what time my haircut is, I have to leave super, super early just to make sure that I get there on time. Because if I wait until 8 o'clock to call them or 8:30, it's already too late, depending on what time my haircut is. So it was 5:03, so I quickly called them, and I think they closed around 4:30, so I thought, oh, there's no way they're going to answer. Luckily, they answered the phone. Luckily, because if they hadn't have answered the phone, I was just going to have to get in my car at 6 in the morning or something to get there as early as possible. And then, you know, who knows? So I call them. They answer. She looks up. She looks me up. She says, did you get a phone call? I said, no, that's why I called you. And she says, your appointment is Thursday. I was like, oh my God. Okay. And you know, you can't just reschedule. They are busy. Like there is no way. They did not have anything available tomorrow or Friday or Saturday or any, you know, I mean, it's just, they are busy. And so, and you don't want to go to, I mean, it's, you know, it's a specialized thing and I get used to one person and they get used to me. And I do have two different ladies that both work on me. And so I feel comfortable going to either one of them, but I don't want to get some random new person. And so I had to do it on Thursday. Well, I had this big meeting that I had scheduled on Thursday. I had to reschedule that meeting. And I had to move everything around. I had a couple of other meetings I had scheduled for Thursday. I had to notify people that I'm going to be in the office tomorrow. Well, not in the office. I'm going to be working tomorrow. But I feel like that is such an old person, forgetful thing to do. And the thing is, I actually put it in my calendar and I put it on the wrong date. That's the shame. A lot of times I won't put it in the calendar and then I will, you know, think, oh, I think I have a haircut this Saturday. They'll call me Friday, you know, and then I'll be looking for a phone call. But no, I put it in the calendar and I put it on the wrong day. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous. So I want to update everyone on the COVID test for St. Thomas. So I know I told you all that I was worried about this antibody test because I was like, well, what if we come back negative? And or what if I come back negative? You know, then I'm going to be freaked out that the vaccine didn't work and, you know, all this kind of stuff or whatever. I mean, because I trust the vaccine, I do. But what if there's something wrong with my body or I don't know? And they say there are false negatives that can happen and false positives. And, you know, because everything's so quick, especially around the vaccines, they don't, some of the antibodies test may not even test what they need to for the vaccine versus you having it naturally. So I knew there were all these questions. I was like, oh, I just don't want to go through the stress of that. And I have to get a needle poked in my arm and all this stuff. And so we got back our results today. And we were both negative for COVID antibodies. In fact, and I don't understand this test. I really don't understand this test. There was a number on both of our tests. And like mine was 1,187 or something like that. And then it says, it's so weird. I don't understand how to read these tests, but it says some COVID antibodies were detected in your system. SARS-CoV-2 or something. And then it goes, how to interpret your results. And it goes less than 0.8. I don't even know what that means. Less than 0.8 something per milliliter or something like that. I don't know. I'm not a lab person. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. But anyway, it says less than 0.8. Whatever that 1,187 number was, I don't even know. So then I look down, it says, how to interpret this? If you're less than 0.8, you are negative for antibodies. If you are greater than 0.7, you are positive for antibodies. So based on those results and reading of the results, I was negative for antibodies. And I went downstairs and I said, hey, Boyfi, I got my results. Guess what? I'm negative for antibodies. So he goes, oh, no. You were worried about that. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I was. Surprise. And so then he logs in because he's like, well, I didn't get an email, but I must have results as well. So he logs in. His number is even lower than mine, 700 and something. Again, I don't know what the number means. I have no idea. But anyway, he was also less than 0.8. And it says negative. So we were both negative for antibodies, which I guess on the bright side means we've never had COVID. I guess all that masking and staying at home really paid off. But, and I read, and I was so worried, and I looked up all these articles and everything, and there's an article on MD Anderson or one of those big, huge hospitals, and it says, you shouldn't trust the result of an antibody test, especially if you're vaccinated, because they don't know how that's going to show up for a vaccine versus if you've had the actual, you know, COVID. And also, various tests will check for different receptors. I don't know. Again, I'm not a scientist. And they may not check for the specific receptors that would be associated with whatever vaccine you took. I don't know. It's so complicated. Bottom line, I was right to be worried. And we've both been vaccinated, but we were negative for antibodies. So that means now we still have to go and get a cotton swab stuck up our nostril into our brain, or however they do it for that rapid PCR test, to prove that we don't have COVID before we can go on this trip. So now I have to do another doctor visit, another lab visit. At least this one won't have a needle, but they say that thing they stick up your nose is pretty bad. Such a pain in the butt. At this point, I'm old. I don't even remember what we did on the weekend. I was going to talk about that. And I know it was Father's Day. And I invited my parents over for lunch on Sunday. We ordered P.F. Chang's. And I made panna cotta. And I had never made it before. I made panna cotta for dessert. I made a homemade cherry sauce with fresh cherries that I bought at the store. I pitted them myself, and I made a candied walnut crumble for some texture. It was so good. So, so good. Panna cotta is so easy. It's like an easy version of creme brulee. I'm going to start making that more often. Anyway, that's my struggles. Now we've got to go get a cotton swab stuck up our nose. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. No haircut. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.